Pharaoh dared to cut the hand and the feet of these people, and they didn't care, because they didn't care about the body. They have found the salvation in the soul and all that. And he said, okay, this is the story that you should live in here. By imitating, by listening, accepting, imitating will not do. You should really believe in this, because there are that part of logic itself, scientific part. Those two guys are a sample of a part of this knowledge, which is great. When you get that knowledge, even you will tell to Pharaoh that, oh, arise, O Pharaoh, for we are not such as to stop at every cry and go. This is something else. Okay. Then he brought in the camel and the donkey, and the camel looks from above and fed. And that further problem is what we are listening to all. Further than logic. That one step behind it, which is this Dabuhi. This Dabuhi, this fellow precisely will show you what it is. Because what is he doing? Whatever he does is good. Right? Right from the beginning, his thirst for the seekers of the path was lovely. Then he arrived to be the sheikh. Then he saw the magic. He had the vision. And at the end, they asked him to lead the prayer. Right? Up to here, everything is perfect. Right? You know what's going to happen. The guy wants to ask for something that he doesn't know the end of it. So in a way, this story, this explanation has been repeated enough, right, for you not to ever forget. Because one of the biggest problem we have is we wish something we don't know really the depth of that stuff. If it looks good, okay, we act upon that. You should be always careful what you wish for. These two magicians I told you, they wished the death even. They didn't care about how they fit. Why? Because they have got it. They understood the movement of the stake. They talked to Moses and surrendered to Moses. Then what? No, there is no then. Time stops. Do you remember that explanation? There was this Zaid guy that the prophet grabbed him and said, oh, how did you become enlightened? First he said, by being good and prayer. He said, no, explain it. There was days and nights that I didn't sleep. I worked. Then suddenly, like an arrow going through the shield, I went out of time. There is no what is after. That's what it is. And wishing for something, you should wish for something that you know really what it is. Before this, let me give you a very good example I heard about, I believe, more than half a century ago. An old man asked me, listen, there is this guy crossing the street many years ago, okay? And a car is approaching. And I'll give you the switch to turn it here and there. If you turn it here, the guy will die. If not, you will save him. What do you do? first reaction is so simple, he jumped out of the room. I'll save him. He said, oh, did I tell you it's Adolf Hitler? It was a shock, because that was the time that right after the Second World War. Yeah. Then what? That was my first reaction. Then what? I said, pray and be grateful that that key is not in your hand. Because there is a lot of stuff is not in our hand. And it's good. But we always wish that it goes the way I think it should go. And we go to the extreme to extend this to the people. We wish the thing for the people that we like, without really knowing that what they want, really. And what will happen later, because all of this insisting upon it, you remember what you were talking about, Guillaume, standing up and being responsible. So you should know, whatever you do, there are consequences, the chain of stuff that will follow. That's why we should be careful here. That's the whole message. Now let's see the details. Now is the time that that will do will be, yes?
May I ask you a question? It seems that the way that the story has been developed, that Dabuki is experiencing miraculous events. And is his response to this, seeing the man drowning, is that because he's denying the fact that he's in an exceptional state?
No, he's not doing anything wrong. He doesn't know the right stuff. That's the main stuff here. He doesn't know, like everyone else. Even he, as a sheikh, he doesn't know the consequence, right? He doesn't know even the reason that he saw this vision and all this. Does he? No. But even in these fantastic circumstances, that ego, that me, oh, my heart hurts. That feeling stuff is in him. That stuff that should be out. Because when I surrender to heart, I don't have any preferences over there anymore. And this was explained to us. Do you remember the story that Rumi explained it? What was that?
Where these fellows were asked why they're so happy, and they said, because whatever happens is okay for them.
Exactly. No, more than that. He said, this fool stuff, ask him, you know, that Bohlul is like the clown in the Shakespeare stuff, which is the clever, short guy, but he's clown, right? Bohlul is exactly that for us. Bohlul asked somebody that, how does it feel? How is the life? He said, well, fantastic. He said, how come? He said, because it goes according to my wish. That is the point. He said, how come? My wish is his wish, and he's doing everything. Fantastic! I have no objections. The point here is to get, I have no objections, not because it looks good, because I have surrendered. Therefore, when I look at something, I don't look at it, this is good, this is bad. I don't know. If his wish is good, if no, I don't care about it. I don't have my personal plan for this universe. Look at the ego and the selfish people. They have plan for this universe and they act like that. Do you remember a little ant was on a leave and the water was taking away. Was it? Oh, get it, the water is getting rid of everything. What do you mean everything? This is everything to me. If something comes and I will die, this is the end of the world for me. That's what the ego is, right? In here, first of all, you should have a different feeling about time. There is, first of all, a physical time. We have this machine, we tick it. Now we are so precise because we have this atomic clock. Precisely, that's one kind of time, right? Do you remember how difficult it was for our scientific community to accept that time is relevant? That time will slow down with your speed and all that, remember? So time, yes, in this speed that we are, in this electromagnetic field, blah, 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 it's like this. That's one time. There is another time. We call it waiting time. How is waiting time? It goes extremely slow. It doesn't pass when you're waiting. And isn't that the time for you? It's not time for your physical body, but what about your emotion? That stuff that we are talking about. When you're waiting for something, it passes. When you're passes slowly. When you're enjoying something, suddenly it will go like that. This is another kind of time, right? I don't bore you to go to count several times. There are several times. But the time you should understand is the time out of the time. Let's go to the time for humanity. What is the time for humanity? It's a cultural time which has nothing to do with actual time. We even know an era that we call it Renaissance. It means being born again. That's another kind of time which is cultural time. Cultural time is not counted on minutes, seconds, or real time. It's counted on the differences, the movement, the alteration of everything with time. Culture grows like that. Right? It doesn't necessarily grow in a steady speed. It changes and all that. That's another time. Time is like that. But back to this. What is the time? Me. My birth, my death. That's how I see my life. The ego sees that. But what is the real stuff there? The meaning of the fellow. And that meaning, first of all, it started before that fellow being here. Did you know that? Her mom and dad decided to have a baby. And she was not here. But her meaning was the our child, right? 200 years from now. No, 200 isn't enough because they live more than that. These are the fellows that they don't leave us even die. Maybe we'll go over 200. But 500 years from now, the meaning of this fellow is here. First of all, in all the people, she thought something. For all the people that were influenced by her kindness, they became kind and they treated other people well. It goes like that, isn't it? So many generations did it that we have it now in our hand. So what is the time for that? The meaning is timeless. The time is different. That is one of the points here. We'll talk about the timing. Okay, let's go